Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
The last time we spoke with Marissa Bidois, the Restaurant Association of New Zealand chief executive, was on the 1st of November. You remember that? Then we were talking about the positive mood in the hospitality industry following the election result. Well, some time has passed. Some water has gone under the bridge since then, and Marissa is back with us. Hi, Marissa. Good to have you back in 2024.
Thank you for having me. Great to see you.
Okay, so that positive mood that we talked about back then, that was fresh after the general election, has it carried through? Has it had energy that's carried through?
Look, I think there is a bit of optimism continuing on. And I think the best way to describe it is probably a bit of hope for some change coming up. And I don't think that's faded at all. However, reality is still sort of sinking in, and we are still, you know, in a tight economy. So that optimism is there, but it's tempered by reality, essentially, what's happening in our businesses right now. You know, we have seen the cost of goods increase, although we have seen a drop recently. You know, there's still a lot of pressure on businesses in general, and the public for that matter.
Yeah, there have been a few, I think, restaurants that I've seen in the news anyway, go out of business. Some iconic restaurants,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, exactly. And that is an indication that things are still tough out there. It has been during the summer trading period, we saw really strong numbers coming through. But one thing that was quite notable was the spend per head was down. So people were still going out, but they were just being a little bit more cautious with how much they were spending, what they were spending it on. And that's completely understandable, considering, you know, interest rates are still high and all of the other sort of cost pressures that are coming down, you know, on the average Kiwi.
Yeah. What was that contraction? How big was it? Or what sort of percentage of what would normally be spent? Just trying to get an idea of.
Yeah, sure. Basically, based on the feedback that we had around, I think it was 30% of our members said that it was less than the previous summer. So that's, okay, you know, a reasonable chunk of people. Yeah. Some we had around about the same saying that it was about the same as the previous year.
Okay.
Yeah. And then a few that were still working out the numbers, essentially. So, but largely, it seems that there is still, I guess we're still seeing a little bit of a slight downturn in terms of the spend. But people are optimistic about the numbers that are coming through. So people are still dining out. We're seeing tourists come back. We're not up to pre-pandemic levels yet, but we've seen a real strong increase in those numbers. And that really boosts our sector, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you get two cruise ships in town.
Yeah, exactly.
And bingo.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah. Also, we understand from economics people we speak to that the food inflation rate's been a lot higher than general inflation. Could be as high as 23%. So that must affect things in this business.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, overall, we have seen some pretty huge costs increase in our industry over the last 12 months. I mean, you just have to look at, we've had 12.5% increase in our baseline food costs. We've had around 38% increase in our wage costs. You know, that's massive.
Yeah.
So all of those increases play an impact in, you know, the viability of running a business. And in many cases, of course, our businesses are passing that increase on to our customers. But surprisingly, we're not matching the rate of the increase. We're not passing the whole increase on to our customers. Many businesses are reluctant to do that because they're scared that they will lose customers. So, you know, it's a really tight market out there at the moment with the pricing.
So Restaurant Association welcomes move to improve the Holidays Act. Mm-hmm. So what are those moves? What's the commitment, the level of the commitment to improve?
What is going to change hasn't been outlined yet, but this is an act that we think is very difficult for business owners to manage. It's probably one of the most common things that we get called up about at the association on our helpline team. We have a team that helps and advises businesses in this area. And this is probably, yeah, the number one question we get is how to check the Holidays Act, how to work out what to pay people during their holidays. And we think it can be simplified. So essentially, this has been on the radar, we believe, for a number of years, but we haven't seen any change happening in the Holidays Act. So what we were responding to is this commitment to change it. There hasn't been an outline yet of what is going to be changed, but we hope to be part of that discussion. One of the main things in the act that is quite cumbersome is that, you know, in our industry, we don't work a standard, I guess, 9 to 5. I mean, who works 9 to 5 anyway these days? Yeah. But, you know, a standard 40-hour week in sort of regular time areas. Our industry, you know, we work all over the clock. And so the Holidays Act, it gets quite complicated when you aren't working just a normal sort of 40-hour week.
Yeah. Do you think that the last administration kind of didn't understand that?
Look, I think that there were definitely discussions around addressing the issues, but it just never, I guess, got to a point where we've seen change. So I think they were definitely aware of it. I mean, when your own government departments are messing up holiday pay, then yeah, I mean that's a pretty big indication that there are some issues with the legislation, if you know what I mean. It's if government can't even get it right with their employees, then, you know, that to me signals something pretty strong that it's not working.
Oh, well, good luck. the Minister Van Helden expresses, I'm just reading here, her commitment to gather insights from essential stakeholders who will be required to implement the act. And, you know, making it practical and all that sort of stuff. How long does that take?
That's a great question. And to be honest, I have no idea. I would like to think, I mean, if I was doing it, I feel like I could get it done pretty quickly. But
like this week or maybe by the end of next?
Yeah, probably. You know, I would definitely, I have some things that, you know, I think could be looked at specifically, but that's looking at, let it through my lens, through the hospitality business owner lens. But I'm sure there's lots of other lenses to look at it through.
Well, who do they have to talk to? They could talk to you, and that's a one-stop point right there, because yeah, of the role you're in, mm-hmm, and the connections and knowledge you have in the business. I mean, who else do you have to talk to? Well, the unions. Well,
yeah, unions. And I guess there's other
industries who pay into your party. Well, they used to pay into the last party, probably some of them.
Yeah, definitely. But I think, you know, every industry has an interest in the Holidays Act because every industry has, you know, employees. So I guess if you look at it from that perspective,
you got to consider others. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Unfortunately. I mean, it would be much easier if it was just, you know, looking at it from one perspective, and that would be our hospitality business's perspective. But I don't think that would go down very well.
Well, so can't you have, I know nothing, dumb guy on the street, can't you have like a regime to deal with a particular sector that has kind of, you know, requirements that fall outside, you know, the everyday model of work of 9 to 5? That kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I mean, there's plenty of, especially in today's world, there are a lot of industries. And actually, to be honest, there always have. There's always been industries that fall outside of the regular kind of 9 to 5, 40-hour a week, you know. We have gas stations that are open 24 hours. We've got supermarkets that are open. We've got lots of other sort of businesses, hospitals. You know, there's a lot of other industries that work around the clock. So I think that it would make sense to me to try and make those calculations as straightforward as possible. And I'm not saying that's the only problem, but that's just one of the ones that we get a lot from our members. And I can only imagine what it's like for other industries that are also managing that as well.
Okay, apart from the Holidays Act, is there anything else outside of that that's an issue, that's a problem?
How long have we got?
We've probably got a few more minutes, but right, maybe we have to come back and have another chat. But
yeah. Well, so
that's,
mean,
not the only thing, right, obviously.
No, it's definitely not the only thing. We actually compiled a list of things that we think could be changed, sort of like what we would like to call low-hanging fruit. Tweaks to remove a bit more of the red tape, make business processes easier. And it ended up being quite a long list. So,
okay. Gee.
Yeah. Be happy to, I mean, if you're interested, I could talk you through some of that. But like, if we only have a couple of minutes, it may take longer than that. But in essence, what it is looking at how we can remove the complicated processes that exist. Like when you're a business owner, oftentimes there will be duplication, And what we're looking at is how can we streamline this? How can we maybe even create a central hub where you're inputting central information that would be, you know, passed out to the various departments of government that needed it, and save some of this double up that's happening every day. You know, every form you have to fill out as a business owner is precious time that could be used making money in your business, or, you know, putting out a fire somewhere. So, kind of what our members would really like to see is just some streamlining to those sorts of processes and systems.
And that technology is obviously there.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. And yes, some of these suggestions may take some initial investment, but in the long run, it would save money. So, those are the sorts of things that we're putting on the table. I'd like to take a practical approach. It's like, we're not just going to complain and say, this isn't good enough. You guys think of a solution. We like to try and think of, you know, well, what would work for us? This is our solution. Yeah.
Good to catch up. We'll have another chat. See how you're going. Have you got a time frame in mind that you really are going to be clicking the fingers? Come on.
Yeah. Well, we've got, we have several meetings with various ministers coming up just to address some of these things. Yeah. So, you know, I'm a realistic person. So I would say, you know, we'd like to see some feedback about what might be changed probably, you know, in the next kind of 9-12 months.
Boy, not in the first 100 days.
I'm a realist, and I'm making sure that we're keeping it, within the wheels that usually turn quite slowly. That's not too bad. So,
I think quite a few of us are wanting the wheels to turn a bit faster these days.
Yeah,
you know,
I would love that. I really would.
I mean, things do happen fast now.
They can.
You can be a long way behind before you've even woken up these days.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, but what do I know? Okay, Marissa Bidois, great to talk to you again. The CEO of Restaurant Association of New Zealand. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Lovely to talk to you, Paul, as always.
RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057, that's 2057, or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.